Wisconsin crime update. We start with Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. Thanks to the Patch publication down there, police say a man with a $1,000 a week marijuana habit became so enraged that he was out of pot. He had to be arrested after going on a rampage in his own home. This happened 2 days ago. Mount Pleasant police officers responded. Disorderly conduct. He threatened to kill himself and kill the woman he was living with as well as their pets when he learned he did not have any marijuana to smoke. His criminal complaint stated that he rampaged throughout the couple's shared residence, throwing things, making a mess, and at one point picking up a wooden baseball bat and striking the floor. He reportedly spent his entire paycheck each week to support his marijuana habit, resulting in the loss of the couple's prior home.
I thought that marijuana was an addictive drug, like that, where you have to have it.
I thought so too, but apparently,
unless... What job was he making $1,000 a week?
That's the better question.
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be clear, right? I mean, so that's
right.
Net.
Yeah.
So what would he have to make? Make about $1,700 a week or $1,600 a
His
week?
His job? He was selling pot.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
From Waukesha, a family who moved to Waukesha from Brookfield was advised by police that Waukesha, quote, is a safe place to live. After her sons tried to make friends with passing juveniles, and those juveniles became hostile, 10:30 p.m., May 19th, Garfield Road. So they called the police, and the police had to calm the family down, saying, no, you've moved to an okay place.
That's a nightmare, though. Mm-hmm. What a horrible start. That's too bad.
Waukesha police were also called to the Speedway gas station, South Grand Avenue, just after midnight early Monday, on a report that a person who does cleaning for Speedway found what she believed to be marijuana in the bathroom. When police arrived, the woman believed there were a series of suspicious events involving items she saw in the dumpster. According to the police report, the woman believed that the neighbors were dumping items into the dumpster, and quote, she knows what to look for because she watches crime shows. An officer located the suspicious items and determined it was garbage.
What a shocking twist.
And an Oak Creek resident spoke with police regarding a Craigslist scam. Police reported that a man had a Peterbilt air cooler for sale on Craigslist when they began receiving text messages that they were interested in buying the air cooler for $350. According to reports, they were then sent a TCF cashier's check in the amount of $2,890 and were instructed to send the difference to a Wells Fargo account in Florida. The Oak Creek resident advised that they deposited the check into their Chase bank account and then deposited the difference into the Wells Fargo account as instructed, only to find out that the check was fraudulent and did not clear. Police are following up with Wells Fargo. So, beware of the Craigslist scam. And finally, I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was on a couple of different newscasts last night in the city. There are burglars who are dressing up as utility workers and... it's all in an effort to case houses in the area. So be very, I guess you could say, extra cautious. Be very careful. Because much the same way that we had that story a couple of weeks ago where police officers are now dressing up and going undercover to try to catch speeders, now it turns out that sometimes construction workers or utility company workers are actually thieves casing the neighborhood.
I really think I belong on an island because I'm tired of the doorbell ringing. There's two guys. Hey, we're in the neighborhood painting. No, you're not. You're casing this out trying to get painting jobs. I understand that. I don't want to be bothered. Is that wrong?
No, not at all. Did I tell you about that thing I bought at Target, the Ring doorbell? It was like $179 or something
awesome.
Like that. Yeah. It's phenomenal because it's really easy to, I mean, if you've got a doorbell, you just take off. It's two wires, basically. And it's a camera and a microphone. Yeah. You can see from your phone, even like if I'm at work here,
right?
Doesn't matter where you are, you can not only see who's ringing your doorbell, you can talk to them as well. So it's, and of course, you know, they try to add on a service that you have to pay extra for, which will save any video that you have to the cloud, which you can, you know, you can access at any time or whatever. But it actually is already come in handy because, you know, expecting a delivery at a certain time and it comes right. early and you're just like, hey, leave it at the door. It's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. And it also, it also keeps you protected. Like you, if even if you're at home, you don't have to necessarily answer.
Right.
You see two guys standing there, but then you run the risk of them thinking nobody's home.
Right. That's right. Right.
Or, but you could talk to them and say, hey, I'm
not interested.
Go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not interested at all. Hey, aren't you Gino?
No, that never happens.